Okay, good morning, everybody. This week's parsha, as most parshas are, jam-packed, chock full of things to learn from, things to speak about. I'd like to focus a little bit about Simcha, the mitzvah. Part of the Tochacha, one of the most perplexing psukim in the Tochacha, is Tachas Asher Lo Vadatas Hashem Elokecha, is Simcha Uvtuv Levav Mirov Kol. Because you didn't serve Hashem with happiness and with a good heart, even though you had an abundance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, what does that mean? And the Rambam actually brings this to Halacha. At the end of Hilchos Lulav, Perikhez, Halacha Tezvav, it's a very serious Rambam. But it's not serious if you're just happy and everything's great. But it's not just Stam happiness, you know, have a good time, hold of us, and just... It's not talking about, perhaps, it's not talking about physical simcha, because we know physical simcha usually wanes and dissipates. HaSimcha sheyismach adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah. The simcha that a person should have is the simcha that he's doing a mitzvah. U'be'ahav asakel, and with love of Hashem, shetziva b'hen, that he commanded us. It's not just simcha, real simcha is based upon a connection with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Avoda g'dolahi. It's not easy. It's a challenge. You got to work at it. Anybody who withholds himself from this simcha, it's appropriate for him to be punished. So the Rambam brings us to halacha. It's serious that a person has to have simcha in his life, but not just a simcha that he's running around having a great time, but it's a simcha shel mitzvah. Now, what does that mean? So I think that I actually just heard on the way here on a shir, I quoted Moshe Wolfson, who's really quoting Rav Shamshel Farah Hirsch, the following idea, that he says that we have a word which has a similar pronunciation, but it's written differently, so there's a connection. Simcha sin mem ches, that means to be happy. It also, you can say that same word, the ish of the mikra, so to speak. It's all it says to be somech on somebody. Obviously, it's a samech in the beginning, and it's a chof at the end of the letter. But simcha and to be somech are interconnected, which means when is a person happy? When he's connected and he feels supported by a Kaddish Baruch Hu. When a person feels connected to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, then he's besimcha. However, the opposite is also true. When is a person depressed? Etzev is atzvus, is depression, and apparently The tzadi and the zayin are interchangeable, and therefore atzvus comes from what? Azav, to abandon the Kaddish Baruch Hu. When a person lives with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, of course, this relates to what we said last week about tam tiyam shem elokecha. A person lives with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. When is a person happy? When he's connected to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. When he's doing the mitzvahs. A person feels a certain purpose in his life. However, when a person abandons the Kaddish Baruch Hu, he's not living with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. He's living on his own. He thinks it's kochi ve'otzim yadi asli asochay lazeh. It's all about me. It's me who's making my business deals. It's me who's doing well in school. It's me who's, being successful even on the athletic playing field. It's me. It's all me. So then, if he's abandoned HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is not in his life, then it's only going to be, it's somewhat automatic that it'll lead him to depression. And I think that, certainly, it's already from the Torah they discuss this, but certainly in our generation, this is very, very true. I once heard this year on a chinuch course, from the Mashgiach of Neve Tzion. He said the following idea, that our generation is the least happy generation. And what's his proof? His proof is because all the abuses are up, substance abuse is up, all the different type of things that are indicators of depression are up. And he wanted to attribute it to the Western society and the media. Right? A person sees a certain commercial, right? He sees this commercial, so if you don't have this car, then you're missing out on life, right? If not, like the Marlboro man, if you're not husky and driving, riding that horse, right? I think, if you're not drinking the right beers, then you're missing out. But it's so untrue. It's all sheker. It's all dimmy. It's all imagination. But to find proper simcha, and I think everybody here certainly can relate to this. Right? A person learned well for a half hour. A person had good davening. Nothing else in the world compares to it. And David HaMelech, of course, says, "Totally Torah is picha me'alfa yizol v'kesa." He's not saying the Torah is enjoyable on a very, on a ruchniistic level. He's saying, "Totally Torah is picha me'alfa yizol v'kesa," means that Torah is even more enjoyable than physical pleasure. Even better than physical pleasure. I was listening to another shir yesterday on the trip, and he wanted to say as follows, that what's so unique about Torah, what's so unique about mitzvahs? Well, mitzvahs not necessarily, but Torah, because mitzvahs, as you'll explain in a moment, sometimes you have to give up something for it. Any physical pleasure in the world, you have to give up something. You have to sacrifice something. Right? If you want to go on a vacation, you got to spend money. If you want to go on a vacation to place A, you're not going to be at place B. You're always going to be giving up something for a physical pleasure. But when it comes to the pleasure of Torah, you're not giving up anything. There's no opportunity cost. You're not giving up on anything. Totally Torah spichu me'alfei zohar v'chesed. And it's certainly important to say over the Orach Chaim from this week's parasha, which really connects to this whole Yisod, and it's one of the most beautiful Orach Chaims, probably the whole Torah. And if you really internalize this, then you'll live a different life. He says as follows. This is towards the beginning of the parasha. And he's talking about the pasuk talking about v'samach b'chol atov, Hashem eson l'chol Hashem okecho, v'v'isecha atov alivig v'agir shebet kerbecho. He's talking about the bikurim, how excited you are about the bikurim. You have to bring it specifically between Shavuos and Sukkos when you dafka is so happy. And the Orach Chaim says as follows: v'ein tov. When he says, well, you know what real tov is, v'ein tov el Torah. This is Orach Chaim talking. There's nothing good in this world except for Torah. If people would really feel the mesikus v'arevus tova Torah, the sweetness and the deliciousness of the Torah, hayimishtagin, they would go crazy with mislatim achorel. They'd run after it. Right? A person knows, right? If he sees, if he's hungry, and he sees a delicious-looking food, he can't hold himself back. He's got to partake, right? You're walking in. I don't know if people like sushi. You're walking in, you see a piece of sushi. It's very hard not to grab it. You see a piece of chocolate. You see a hamburger. Right away, you run to wash, you eat. You know what it means to run after a physical taiva. Well, the Yashra Beinem, Mole Oilam V'Kesav Zav, L'me'uma, Ki'atur Kolelas Ko'atov Yishevelam. And you won't be impressed, you won't think anything of silver and gold, in contrast to Torah, which is Kolelas Ko'atov Yishevelam. Can you imagine to say that Torah is better than winning a big ball game? Torah is better than watching your team win the Stanley Cup. Torah is better than eating a most geschmackes meal. Torah is better than having all the delicacies and all the olam haza in the world. I'm not saying you have to. I'm not telling everybody here to be purged from the world. I'm not telling anybody. But can you imagine that if the Orach Chaim is telling us this is more enjoyable, it's certainly worth a try. And when we spoke about this in the afternoon cheer, I hate to sound like a broken record, but the Gemara in Erevin, I think it's on Nun Bay, says. When is Torah sweet? When is Torah sweet? Bizman shishgurim bevitnecho. When it's fastened in your belly. When you know it cold. It's like anything in life. If you're good at something, you enjoy it. It's pashut. And it's not about. And I want to make it clear that you don't have to know all of Shas. But if a person spends a few extra hours a day, or certainly on the weekends, as we spoke in the afternoon, and he chazers the Gemara and the Rashi and. You know, Tosis, depending on the Seder and depending on the situation, right? And he feels like he has a shkurim vinicha, he'll be happy. He'll be happy. And you'll be more happy than anything else in the world. I'm not saying a person shouldn't have fun. We spoke about this before. The Gross says, right? Miyotzicha, miyotchena, miyotzchok. A person has to have fun. There's no question about it. But Chazal is telling us, Sarah Chaim is telling us, Kodesh Baruch is telling us, you know what real Tov is? You know what good real Tov, real good is? Learning Torah. That's it. And a person says, oh, Rabbi, it's not for me. I don't try it. Try to take a few weeks, a few months. The truth is, I've quoted before that the Chosin Yeshua writes that it only takes a few weeks or a few months. Now's the time. The Yom Neroim, we're learning from the Sefer of Karel, shooting different Eitzos Zakos Bedin, different ways to be Zoyut and Din. One of them, of course, we spoke about last week, Pachar Adin, just knowing that there's a Din coming. That in and of itself is a Zakos. But one of the greatest ingredients, one of the greatest recipes for success in Yom Adin is because of Akhtara. Talmud Torah is connected to Kulam. Certainly, they bring down learning Torah on Shabbos. The person says, you know what? That's it. I'm going to learn. I'm not saying you should learn 5 hours tomorrow. I don't want to say it's not practical. It certainly is practical and possible. But I'm saying if a person says, you know what? Tonight, before I go to sleep, after this, I'm going to learn for 20 minutes. Tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to take 20 minutes off my nap and learn an extra 20 minutes. We need schosim. And not only that, we need to be happy. And when you think about the world and you think about I went to a shiur this past summer, a three-part shiur from Rav Shai Cohen from Priority One. And he's talking to us as parents, training our children, also to our students, that we need to give over the benefits of a Torah lifestyle. Otherwise, if it's not beneficial, What's in it? And he also wanted the taina. Then we can't say, oh, don't worry, Elam, have a, you know, you suffer this in this world, you spend your whole day doing Torah mitzvahs, you suffer in this world, and don't worry, you have a great Elam Haba. No, it doesn't work like that. And I think that's really what the year in yeshiva, 2 years in yeshiva, is supposed to, is really, I think that's the biggest impact. Because we grow up, many people think, oh, the guy who's learning all day, he's missing out on life, he's not enjoying himself. But it's the exact opposite, it's so not true. He doesn't run after physical pleasures. And one physical pleasure, another physical pleasure, just to bring out a muscle, you know, that I've been thinking about over the last year or two since fantasy football has become so big. I find it comical that it used to be when I was growing up, I consider myself so old, it used to be when I was growing up, so you had your team, you had your players, that's good, that's who you're interested in. Now, but people obviously, in my opinion, people got bored. People were not excited over just watching their own team. So what happened? They created this whole thing of fantasy. So you have your team and you have your players. Obviously, there's an issue when you have a conflict, right? When you're guy in your fantasy team is playing your home team, but it sounds like people probably prefer their individual player because, okay, again, there's money involved. But it just shows you that there were, until I don't know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, people were excited and happy enough just to follow their own team. But obviously, people got bored. Like any physical pleasure, at a certain point, it becomes desensitized, not as enjoyable. But not so in Torah. First of all, Torah, the Yama Talmud, it's the sea of Talmud. There's always layers, right? The biggest Gdolei Hador. They don't spend their time. Oh, I know Kol Torah cool already. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to relax, right? It's obviously not. Obviously, people are in Pnei, people are Yashiv who couldn't stop learning, right? Somebody once asked, I read recently, somebody asked Rabbi Yashiv, how come you didn't write anything? How come you didn't write? Like, the only sefer we have from his Chidushim and Gemara, Aras, which is written down from his Shiurim, he never wrote. He said, I've got to sit and learn a Tosis and write my own Chidushim, then write over my stuff. Can you imagine? That's how much you love Torah. But, again, I understand that statistically speaking, as I've said many times, most of us are going to go out into the business world, are going to be busy the rest of our lives. But now this is the time to really take root of Limudat Torah, of developing a taste for Torah. It's an acquired taste. Like the closing Yeshua writes, he writes, it's going to take a few weeks, a few months of just tremendous and serious nefesh for Torah, and then all of a sudden, you become addicted. Exactly as Aruch HaKadosh says. And the Yisod is that we can't go through life saying, oh, I'm an observant Jew, I'm a from Jew, it's, you know, I withhold myself back from doing all these things I really want to do on a physical plane. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make any sense. That's also not logical. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and he gave us the Torah as a recipe to get the most out of the world. It doesn't make sense. He says, you know what? Suffer and have a terrible life in this world, and then don't worry. After 120, I'll shower you with goodness. No. Olam Chesed Yibonah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to enjoy it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be... We have to be happy. Otherwise, you get in trouble. Right? Tachas Hashem Lo Avadat Hashem Elokecha V'simcha V'tuvah Merov Kol. We get in trouble for not happy. So it can't be that the recipe for success in this world, of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, is supposed to make us not so happy. It's pufaker. The problem is, I don't want to belabor the point and speak for too long, but I once heard the following idea. It's a little bit heavy, but I think you guys can handle it. I heard from Rosh Zelig Rubinstein Zatzal, who unfortunately is the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Simcha in Tzrotskin. He passed away a few years ago, unfortunately, and he said the following idea. You can't taste the strawberry shortcake if you're still chewing spearmint. That's the mashal. The nimshal is basically, you know, the nimshal is obvious. That is, if we have masikas haTorah, if we have asmal, but we're still connected to other things that influence us and say, no, real happiness is smoking the right cigarette, drinking the right beer, owning the right car. So then it's like we're chewing spearmint. We can't taste the strawberry shortcake. It's impossible. But the yisod of life is, and this is really, and can you imagine the tocha is built around the fact they're not happy? If a person understands and really internalizes and infuses himself with kedusha and tahara and kodesh baruch hu and tom tiyam and shalom kecha, he lives in the kodesh baruch hu, he relies on Hashem. Hashem is a big part of his life, and his main focus in life, not necessarily in his quantity. And many times in our life, we're not going to have, you know, as much time as we want to learn Torah, but if that's our life, that's our lifeline, the essence of our life, then Be'ezus Hashem will all be simcha, and then Be'ezus Hashem will all be zocha to a kesiva, chesiva tova, an amazing year. Have a good Shabbos.